And as you can hear, I am not alone. The PPP production staff has invaded the studio. Well, they come in. They do the most. So let's hit the music. Not like you invaded.
Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot of resistance.
No, it wasn't. Although there was something going on with you and Ian in the corner about the chair.
I stormed
interpretive
the room.
Dance.
It was odd, and I decided to look away. Trisha McKinney, our editor, what is one of the most searched terms on Google?
Yeah, okay, so this one jumped right out at me this morning. It was number 6. It's moved down to number 8. Who made the potato salad?
That's the phrase.
That's Who made the potato salad?
On Google.
So, you know, I have no idea. Some of the related search terms were like Nancy Pelosi and George W. Bush. But sometimes the related search terms have nothing to do with the item in question. So I'm going to assume they're not related. And I'm going to go with... unless someone else out there can come up with a better answer, I'm going to go with the straight-to-DVD movie that was released in 2006 called Who Made the Potato Salad? It's about this kind of straight-laced guy who goes home to meet his fiancé's family at Thanksgiving. You know, that old scenario, you know, when the family turns out to be a little bit...
Crazy!
Crazy, that's right. So I have a little clip here. Let's hit it.
Potato salad. Now that's my favorite right here. Made a potato salad.
And the whole family is like, don't say anything about the potato salad.
Why? Why, you don't walk into a fast food restaurant and ask who's on fries, do you? You roll up into Roscoe's and ask who's grilling the waffles, No, you don't. So why does it matter who made the damn potato salad?
I mean, really, who made the...
Why who you made about the potato salad?
Anyway, the guy who asked that out for 2 hours?
The guy who asked about the potato salad was Urkel, Jaleel White.
Oh, my word.
And I have to say, a movie, like, if this is the biggest scene in the movie, then why do you name the movie Who Made the Potato Salad? It just doesn't seem like a good title to me. That's just me.
It's a good scene, though.
I got to watch this thing.
It's very profane, by the way, I might add. Most emailed at MSNBC, and how could it not be with this headline, Dump Your Lover Directly on Voicemail. There's a new phone service that means that you can get through life's more awkward moments a little more easily by being passive-aggressive, and if the service allows you to dump your message directly into their voicemail to bypass the ringing. That's terrible.
Allison, we have a call for the show online.
It's NPR.
Hey, you know what? If they'd known about it, it could have happened that way. You can they play a short advertisement unless users pay a subscription fee or 15 cents.
Who's going to subscribe? Are you dumping that many people that need to subscribe?
No, wait, but check out the name. The best of it, the best is the number. It's 267 Sly Dial. So, you know, if you just wanted to... we've all done it. You pray the person doesn't pick up on the other end. You're like, please go to voicemail. Please go to voicemail.
Right.
You don't have to pray to a higher power anymore. Just 267 Sly Dial. We'll dump that message right in there.
I would
voicemail.
Only pay for that service if it just played a clip of the letter that Homer Simpson dictated to Bart Simpson when he was trying to break up with his girlfriend, and Homer said Bart should just write, "Dear baby, welcome to Dumpville. Population you."
Laura Silver.
Hi. I would Sly Dial back. That's all I have to say. Has anyone seen my keys?
What?
Yes.
No.
What?
You lost me.
This isn't really the time for this.
Who made the potato salad? I don't know.
It's a rhetorical question. But anyway, my most is from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and it's about doctors saying that if you can't find stuff, your memory may be too good. And that's really reassuring to me because I'm always losing stuff. One day I almost left my keys here and went home without them.
Be too good if I can't remember where things
are? Because the idea is that you have too much in your brain to focus on the minutiae of, you know, where your pen is, where the windows are on your computer screen, where that email is.
She broke up with me because I'm too handsome.
Yes, like, a little bit.
This is just people with bad memories doing stuff.
You know, come on, don't burst my bubble. No, they say that if you're one of these people who can store giant amounts of information, you just might not be able to deal with the day-to-day stuff. And a way to deal with it is to put stuff in referential places. Like your plane ticket should go in a place where you'd remember it, like near your back, because you'd be on your back if you didn't have your plane ticket, that sort of thing. Like some kind of mnemonic for where you put stuff. Hmm.
sounds like
I could leave my plane tickets in my plane.
But duh.
Naturally.
Okay, I guess
sounds like a recipe for being a kook. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel better. Come on.
Yeah, I think this professor probably might have lost. I think he actually finished this report a few years ago.
He lost it.
He lost it, and then he had to change it so that he could make himself feel better for having lost his report.
Well, Ian and Dan, you were being so gallant and polite to each other over who should take the chair. Who would like to go next?
Oh,
Dan,
after you.
Please.
No, please.
No, really,
I insist.
Yeah, I insist. Then my most is Dan Patchman does his most first.
Okay, all right, fine. I'll cave. Most emailed here from USA Today. The Army orders Lions draft pick Campbell to return to service. Caleb Campbell was a 7th round draft pick. That's the final round of the Detroit Lions football team. Drafted him this past April. He had already been in minicamp. Now the Army has changed a policy. They sent a letter to Lions president Matt Millen dated Wednesday. They said he has to give up pro football and return to full-time traditional military duties. Apparently, a subsequent DOD, Department of Defense, policy superseded the 2005 policy that would have allowed him as a West Point graduate to serve on the team, to play on the team, rather, and serve as a recruiter if he made the team. But that policy has been overturned. And the Army tells the Lions that Campbell was allowed to enter the draft, quote, in good faith. If he fulfills all his military obligations, he can return to playing football in May 2010, which is basically like an end of the guy's football career.
Wow.
Say what you will. I mean, in terms of national security, I think it's good that the armed forces are more powerful than the National Football League.
I guess that's true. Yeah,
in
fair enough.
Okay, Ian, go.
I don't know if Lions fans
would I was going to say.
They've been a rough go of it lately. But.
This is a most popular from News 4 Jacksonville.
I love News 4 Jacksonville.
It's a good News for Jax. It's a good station.
Isn't that really what it's called?
Yeah. This guy, this 18-year-old man, was arrested for third-degree grand theft and burglary of an occupied conveyance. He was stealing city buses from the bus depot. Thing was, he was driving them to all the stops, picking up passengers, dropping them off, and returning them at the end of the day. Police said he wasn't raising any suspicion because he was dressed like a Miami-Dade Transit employee. So they're trying to figure out why he was stealing the buses.
You know, I don't know how hard it is to get one of those jobs, but I'm guessing there might have been a more legal route for him.
Yeah.
Wait, and ultimately he didn't keep the buses.
He returned them at the end of the day. He was actually, it sounds like he was maybe the best bus driver they had.
I was going to say, that might have raised their suspicions. This bus stopped everywhere it was supposed to.
And they didn't even have to pay him, right?
He seemed to be enjoying it. He liked it.
He was working for free.
Yeah.
Did he charge really people?
Press charges. He operated the bus as it was supposed to be operated.
Did he pocket the money?
No, he did not steal money at all.
Worst criminal ever.
I understand why that one's the most. Ian, Laura, Dan, Trisha, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And you are welcome. That is another hour of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, our penultimate show tomorrow. That's it, everybody. We'll be back for one more day. It's a 2-hour one. It's going to be a winner. Please be there. I'm Allison Stewart. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.